Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. WSU Veterinary Hospital finds tapeworm that kills animals in Pullman Fox. Nearly 10,000-acre Chelan Hills fire kills one person. Washington's Democratic U.S. Senators vow to block Trump's appointment of far-right ICE judge as U.S. Attorney for Western Washington. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. The Clearwater County Sheriff's Office has reduced the number of people injured in an explosion in Pierce early Sunday morning to 7. Some of the injured are fighting for their lives in the burn unit of Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. The spokesman review reports Erin Bonner wrote on a GoFundMe page that 22-year-old Casey Matos and 20-year-old Emily Macaluso were the most injured. Bonner wrote Matos had burns over 80% of her body and is on life support at Harborview. Other GoFundMe pages identified the injured as Jason Mole Jr., Tristan Bonner, Marissa Larson, Jake Jared, and Jonathan Haley. The Idaho State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating the cause of the explosion and fire, which occurred about 3 a.m. Bonner said word is going around the tiny community of Pierce that someone put gasoline on a bonfire. Lynn Thomas wrote on a GoFundMe page that her nephew, Jonathan Haley, is in critical condition with second and third degree burns over 17% of his body. Jason Mole's GoFundMe page says he had severe burns on his legs, arm, and neck. The nearly 10,000-acre Chelan Hills fire in central Washington has likely caused one death. The fire started after midnight Saturday along U.S. Highway 97 and was 9,735 acres as of yesterday. Douglas County Sheriff Tyler Cayley told the spokesman review someone found human remains in a burned car Saturday, and Douglas County Coroner Tanner Bateman is working to identify the remains. As of yesterday, there was a Level 3 Go Now evacuation order in effect for the area. There may be a number of homes and structures lost to the fire. 9 verified GoFundMe accounts show houses destroyed by the fire in the Chelan area. A Hobbit Hole vacation property on a rural hillside near Orondo, called the Hobbit Inn, was destroyed by the fire. Workers at Washington State University's Veterinary Hospital say a sick baby fox someone found in Pullman had been infected with a tapeworm called Echinococcus multilocularis, which is colloquially known as the fox tapeworm. In most cases, a mouse or rodent eats food contaminated with tapeworm eggs, and a larger animal, such as a fox or coyote, eats the smaller animal, and microscopic adult tapeworms live in the new host's intestines. WSU veterinary parasitologist Laura Williams says that larger hosts are usually asymptomatic, but sheds the tapeworm eggs in their feces. If a fox, coyote, or dog eats the tapeworm eggs directly, they can develop a hydatid cyst disease that can be fatal. The disease, called alveolar echinococcosis, includes the formation of aggressive fluid sacs in the liver and other areas and can spread like a cancer. The spread can take years and can be cured by surgery on the animal. If caught too late, there are medications, but Williams says they are not very good. Williams said it's pretty rare for domestic dogs to die of the disease, but it is possible.
Programming on KRFP is sponsored by listeners like you and by Moscow Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, a nonprofit organization dedicated to bringing commerce and community together through business support, local events, and economic development initiatives. 114 South Main Street in downtown Moscow, 208-882-1800, and moscowchamber.com. Programming on KRFP is also sponsored by Idaho Chapter and Palouse Group of the Sierra Club, which are building a grassroots movement for climate and ecological justice in Idaho. Sierra Club empowers community members of all ages to advocate for clean energy, abundant wildlife, and outdoor access. sierraclub.org/Idaho/Palouse-group.
Don't touch that dial. You got it right.
We're up in the morning when it first gets light, and we do it all day. Then we're up all night so you can listen to the radio.
You got it right.
Radio, you've got it right.
Listen, listen, anytime you listen, everybody's on a mission, and there ain't nothing missing when you listen to the radio.
Listen to the radio,
you've got it right.
Community radio,
listen, and you give a little listen to the radio.
Radio Free Moscow.
Fight Back Radio.
It's 90.3 on your radio dial.
Fight Back.
Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for your support. So keep on listening, and listening, and listening.
Fight back.
We're still here.
Radio.
Still here.
Fight
back.
Fight
back.
Fight
back.
Fight
back.
Fight back.
Fight back.
This is Hell, and I'm the Bitter Blind Broke Gaptooth radio show host Chuck Mertz, who tells you that right here on KRFP, Radio Free Moscow, 90.3 FM, and KRFP.org at 11 a.m. each and every Sunday morning. This is Hell has been manufacturing dissent since 1996, bringing listeners like you the news that scares the news as an alternative to alternative radio, independent from independent media, and KRFP is one of only a few outlets around the world that supports our work. In today's political climate, that support is more important than ever to fight against the damage done by corporate-controlled right-wing media that has taken over the public's airwaves. In the past year, This Is Hell has talked about issues you will not hear on corporate or even public radio, like neoliberalism, feminism, sexism, racism, conservatism, cannibalism, and the meaning of infinity. If that's the kind of programming you want to hear, see you on Sunday morning.
Washington's two U.S. senators are poised to sink Trump's nomination of ICE attorney Charles Floyd of Tacoma as U.S. attorney for the Western Washington District if Trump ever sends the nomination papers to the Senate. That's because Charles Floyd is a far-right immigration judge that Senators Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray feel is unfit for the job. The Stranger reports an obscure federal law allows federal district judges to appoint a U.S. attorney when the Senate cannot confirm one. The U.S. attorney position is important because they get to decide who to prosecute under federal law. It's especially important at a time when Trump is demanding U.S. attorneys prosecute immigrants, transgender people, anti-war protesters, and anti-genocide protesters. On the eastern side of the state, former U.S. Attorney Richard Barker resigned in July of last year rather than pursue Trump's ideological prosecution of 9 anti-ICE protesters who attempted to block vehicles carrying 2 Spokane residents who are Venezuelan citizens to the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma. Just days later, FBI and Marshal Service agents were at the doors of the Spokane 9 defendants, and Trump's replacement for Barker did prosecute them, forcing out-of-court settlements for 6 of them, and then convicting the remaining 3 in a jury trial on felony conspiracy charges. Federal district judges on the west side appointed a panel in January to choose a replacement for the U.S. Attorney for the Western Washington District, Tessa Gorman. The panel consists of Republican former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, Assistant U.S. Attorney Helen Brunner, Federal Defense Attorney Jennifer Wellman, former Western Washington Federal Bar Association President Robert Flenaugh, and the Western Washington Federal Attorneys Association current Vice President Thomas Vertedas.
apartment buildings may be the bipartisan climate solution no one is talking about, according to a new report. The research from Sightline Institute, a sustainability research and policy nonprofit, finds apartment buildings add housing capacity, which is politically popular right now. They also tend to have low carbon emissions because nearly 70% of newer buildings run on electricity, making them better for the planet than most single-family homes. Alan Durning is Sightline's executive director.
Apartments use less energy. They use less materials. They are much more electrified than houses, and our electric grid is going green pretty fast, moving towards carbon zero.
The report finds constructing apartments is tougher than it should be, with apartment buildings banned on 75% of residential land in most U.S. cities and towns. Durning says it's a conservative idea to give property owners more freedom to build what they want on their property. Montana's legislature agrees, he adds, and it passed bipartisan legislation allowing duplexes on single-family lots, accessory dwelling units on lots with single-family homes, and apartment buildings in commercial zones. Energy experts contend apartments can get even greener with heat pumps, which they say can be 3 times more efficient than space heaters. This is a plus in areas needing more air conditioning than in the past. Companies are making them easier to install in apartments with window heat pumps that work much like window AC units. Matt Cassell with the Building Decarbonization Coalition says they're a good alternative to a gas heating and cooling system.
Cheaper to install, easier to install, cheaper to purchase, but provides really good heating and cooling. And like a normal heat pump, these window units are generally really efficient.
Durning says even in this current political environment, with Republicans trying to roll back climate action initiatives, building apartments can move forward because many people don't think of them as a climate solution.
We can all agree that we need more homes for all our neighbors, that we've got a huge shortage of housing in our country, the housing costs are rising too quickly, and this is a way we can secretly solve the climate problem while giving credit to other purposes.
Sightline's report concludes the climate movement spends 100 times more than the pro-housing movement, and shifting even a small amount of climate funds to housing could further reduce emissions. This story was produced with original reporting from Matt Simon for Grist. I'm Laura Hatch, Big Sky Connection.
And that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. In the weather, mostly clear tonight, low 51, west winds 5 to 10, becoming light southwest in the evening, gusts up to 25. Mostly clear conditions Thursday through Saturday, highs 82 tomorrow, 84 Friday, 86 on Saturday, with lows of 51 Thursday and Friday night, partly cloudy, low 53 Saturday night, and mostly sunny, high 83 on Sunday, highs around 89 Monday and Tuesday next week. Currently 80 degrees. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscasts you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to KRFP 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho 83843, or you can go to the KRFP website to find out more ways to help KRFP. There's a drop-down box that says Support KRFP. You can underwrite programming, which is a cost-effective way of letting our listeners know your business or nonprofit supports community radio. You can adopt a DJ. There's a PayPal option and a Patreon button as well. Once again, we'll gladly accept checks of any amount at KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. I'm Lee Robartis. Have a good night. Flashpoint's coming up at 6:30. At 7:30, Lockdown Mosh Pit's on. At 8:30, Music with Grateful Dead Through the Decades. Arlene hosting that. And a syndicated music show. Music from Brazil with Bossa Brasil. Stay tuned for more KRFP Moscow Pullman.
Extinction Rebellion Palouse proudly supports KRFP. XR Palouse is organizing to have our governments and institutions declare a climate emergency, achieve climate justice and biodiversity, and leverage the power of arts and humanities to foster social change. KRFP is dedicated to progressive values, including justice and multiculturalism.